Let's go to the Sweet 16. So we'll go back to the East bracket. So I got UConn. I really want to pick Auburn. I might switch it. Right now I have UConn beating Auburn.
Interesting.
But that's a spot. Everyone's picking UConn, and that was my first pick. It was like just UConn all the way through. But it's hard to repeat. It's hard to be the number one seed and go through. And when everyone's picking you, that usually means it's not going to happen.
I know what you're saying, but they're UConn.
They're very good. I know.
It's like we win the whole thing or we don't make the tournament at all, and they've made the tournament as the number one overall seed.
Yeah,
I don't know. So I feel like that's a big deal.
Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today is Tuesday, March 19th. Howard and Wagner are underway, getting ready for March Madness. We're going to take you through probably the entire bracket. I think we'll just go through the bracket, get it filled out together, give you our, obviously, Final Four picks, our national champion, upsets. Reminder to join the group. It's on the social media at mjdoubletake.com. I think I've retweeted it as well. Winner gets to come on the show. So feel free to make sure you join that. It's through the ESPN Bracket Challenge. We got to start with the Ick of the Week, of course. That's why I had my notepad up. I was doing the Ick of the Week. And then let's get in the bracket. Now, there's a couple games I haven't filled out, so I might be talking out loud, logicking them.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Are you ready for the Ick of the Week?
I am ready.
Okay, now this one, I know you're running out of responses. Celebrating your birthday. Now, I think there should be some nuance to that. A lot of people in general don't like it when adults celebrate birthdays. My thoughts is, you only live once, life is short. Why pass up an opportunity to celebrate something?
Yeah, just let people have fun.
Doesn't have to be like a massive thing, but like it's your birthday. Let's go out to dinner, let's do something. Let's celebrate. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, you got to have excuses to do something.
The people who are like, I hate people who celebrate birthdays. Like, you're the real problem. Like, just mind your own business.
Yeah. You want to celebrate your birthday, that's fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah, no worries. Just leave people alone.
Just let people, unless it's literally detrimental to someone else, like, just let them be in their own thing. Like, our little sister loves Disney stuff. Not our thing. Makes her happy, makes a lot of people happy. Like, who cares?
Yeah, good for them.
Good for them, good for Bob Iger. Like, they think we're weird with the sports stuff we like, so.
Right, yeah.
Annie doesn't understand why I get so mad when the 49ers lose. She made a joke about the Lions were going to win the NFC Championship, and I got very upset at her, and she was like, why are you so mad? I was like, she didn't get it.
Yeah, can't jinx it. So.
You don't get it.
Yeah, the birthday one is just like, I don't want you to be happy.
Who cares? Like, what are you supposed to do? Just like go to work, be miserable at work, then go home and be miserable? Like relax a little bit.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't get that.
Anyway, let's get to the bracket, shall we?
Let's do it.
So my problem was it seems very top heavy, and as I was going through the brackets, I was like not sure where the upsets were going to come from.
Interesting,
because like I had a few in the like second round and third round and things like that, but I had to kind of like manufacture some upsets. So I got a few, but you know there are going to be some. So some of it was kind of like, well, I guess I'll pick this to be the upset. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So I know I've got some upsets in here for sure.
Well, that's an easier way to look at it. Can I pull that up on my laptop?
Yeah. Like yes. That? It's just on the ESPN website at the tournament challenge.
Okay. Give me a second to do that.
So yeah, I will say my upsets are more like, ooh, I like this low seed team, or I don't like this higher seeded team. And so that's been a lot of it. Some of them are logical. Do we want to start on a corner? Do you want me to start pulling out some upsets? What do you think is the best?
Let's start with the East. Let's just go through the East bracket, that first round, and then we'll go down to North Carolina's of West, and then I think we literally, because it's not going to take that long, and we can talk about, let's go through the first round of the East, and then we'll talk through some certain games. Like, we don't need to spend a ton of time on UConn Stetson, for example.
Yes, totally.
So, I have UConn beating Stetson, Florida Atlantic beating Northwestern, San Diego State beating UAB, This one, I had zero upsets in this bracket. Auburn beating Yale, BYU beating Duquesne, Illinois beating Morehead State. Well, actually, do I? Drake beating Washington State, and Iowa State beating South Dakota State. So you go through yours, and then we'll talk through that one.
Yeah, so I think we're the same. I've got UConn, FAU. I have UAB for reasons I'm sure clear to you.
You hate seeing. No, I've, yeah.
Yeah. I actually do have Yale beating Auburn. And then the rest I have the higher seeds, BYU, Illinois. Oh, no. I have Drake winning, but then I have Iowa State.
Okay. So here's the thing with Auburn Yale. So this, first of all, the region's tough. So UConn won the Big East, Iowa State won the Big 12, Illinois won the Big 10, and Auburn won the SEC. So the top four seeds won their conference championship, which is insane.
Yeah, this is a brutal, brutal region.
Here's my thing with Auburn is, when I say I like Bruce Pearl, it's not like I love him as a person. I don't hate him. I'm neutral on him as a person. But he's always been a very good coach.
Yeah.
And Auburn's, I think they're athletic. I think they're fast. I think they're deep. I thought, I was like, oh, I'm going to pick Yale, but then it was like Auburn. So I actually think Auburn can do decently well. So,
yeah,
that's why I went with Yale.
Well, I just think...
Or Auburn.
My thing with Bruce Pearl is, I know people definitely seem to like him. They seem to respect him. They know a lot more than me. But I feel like I've been hearing about him for a really, really long time, and I've yet to see Auburn really do something interesting or significant. So that's part of it for me. I mean, I know they just won the ACC as I say that. But like in the tournament, I haven't necessarily seen them do anything particularly interesting. And I just think, you know, these, what do they call it? These Ivy League schools often end up just having, you know, some player make a bunch of threes, or they've got a really good defensive scheme, and they've got a bunch of seniors on the team and it just hits the right year. So I feel like these Ivy League schools have shown us that they can do upsets, and so that's kind of what I was thinking.
No, Yale's good for sure. Looking at the brackets, like, I know there's not going to be an upset anywhere, but, like, do I think UAB can beat San Diego State? Maybe. But San Diego State's a more experienced team. They're in the conference championship last year. UAB's defense is a little sketchy for my taste. Now, I think the second round of this bracket, there's going to be some upsets for sure, which we can talk through. But I just think it'll be chalk on that first bracket. I think Yale and San Diego State, BYU, if they go cold, can lose. That's the problem with your, like, the heavy three-point shooting teams like BYU, is it's very easy to just not hit them.
Right, yeah. So that's
an easy way to lose.
Yeah, it's like it'll win them a game in the tournament, but then that might be why they lose too.
Yeah, so I think will that BYU win? But I wouldn't be that Duquesne, Yale, UAB. I think are the most likely upsets. I'm not counting Drake as an upset.
Do they say Duquesne?
Because, how do you say it?
Well, we have a Duchesne here, but I wasn't sure if in a different part of the country they said like Duquesne or something. You know,
I didn't even think of that possibility.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean,
I guess it,
yeah. So go ahead, leave us a comment if you know how that is pronounced, if you live out there, wherever that is.
I think it's in Pennsylvania. I think it's in, like, Pittsburgh area. I'm actually pretty positive it's in the Pittsburgh. It is in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
They're the Dukes. Duquesne Dukes would make sense.
Yeah.
I guess, okay.
So I don't know.
Well, we'll say the Dukes. We think BYU's going to beat them.
Agree.
So let's go to the West region. So this is another interesting one. So North Carolina, one seed. Michigan State beating Mississippi State. That's a Tom Izzo pick as much as anything else.
Right.
I got St. Mary's beating Grand Canyon. A lot of people have the other way around. I got Charleston beating Alabama, which we'll talk about. New Mexico beating Clemson. Baylor beating Colgate. Nevada beating Dayton. And Long Beach State losing to Arizona. So that one I have the 12 or the 11 and the 13 seed winning. So New Mexico and Charleston. You go through yours and then we can discuss.
Yeah, we were, I think we might have just been one off. North Carolina, Michigan State, St. Mary's. I do have Alabama winning. I picked New Mexico like you did. And then
I don't like New Mexico either, but.
Yeah. And then I have Baylor, Dayton, Arizona.
So with let's talk about Alabama Charleston. So I honestly, I love Alabama. Loved them all season. They've lost 4 of 6 is what worries me. And Charleston's one of those teams that shoots a lot of threes. It's just like BYU can lose really easily. Charleston, if they're hitting those, feel good. And Alabama plays fast paced as well, where offense is their specialty. So I think it can be a close game of Charleston hitting shots. I don't know what the line is. Alabama is and should be the favorite, but I think Charleston can hang.
No, I think they can too. And there are a lot of brackets that get busted because they have a 4 seed winning the whole thing, and then they lose to a 13 seed right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just think, Charleston does have a very good defense. They just haven't played a top 25 team yet, you know? And so I think, or they've played one, excuse me. And so I just feel more confident in the teams that Alabama has played and the level of competition they've been against.
I think Alabama is the best team in the SEC. I know they didn't win the championship. I think Alabama is better than Auburn. Florida is in there. Off the top of my head, I don't know. Kentucky, obviously. I think Alabama's the best team. I like Nate Oates a lot. I just think they're in a bad form, and it's a bad matchup.
Yeah.
Now, we talk about St. Mary's Grand Canyon. That's a lot of one people are picking Grand Canyon for. Ooh, awesome home court advantage from all sources. Obviously, it doesn't matter, but still shout out to the student section there.
Definitely.
It's kind of weird. Like, it's in Phoenix, and it's like not like... It's weird they have such, because it's kind of like a commuter school. It's not like Arizona State or Arizona, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But they just go to basketball games, I guess. Here's the thing. They play super fast. St. Mary's plays super slow. I always tend to go with the slower team, which we'll also get to in a little bit here later on. And St. Mary's 15-1 in conference, beat Gonzaga twice. They're just always really good.
Mm-hmm.
They got the experience as far as the program in and of itself, the slower pace. The defense is rock solid. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's a close game. I think Grand Canyon can win, but I like St. Mary's in that game.
Yeah, I do too. I just think, I think people are familiar with St. Mary's, but I still think it's easier to underestimate the West Coast Conference outside of Gonzaga. And I just think they have been a very, very good team for a really long time. And so.
Yeah. No, they're good. Now, if we go, Clemson, New Mexico is another interesting one. New Mexico has beaten San Diego State twice, lost once, beat Utah State, who was a 1-1 against Utah State, regular season champs, 1-1 against, 1-1 against a lot of these Mountain West teams. Going and win the Mountain West tournament, they force a lot of turnovers, don't turn the ball over a lot, have two really good players, well, all their players are good, but like two really good ones in my opinion. And Clemson's just been, they're another team that's just not, I don't love their form there. And I think they've lost 3 of 4, if I remember right. So I think New Mexico's going to pressure them, force turnovers. So that's why I like them winning that game.
Yeah, I think so. They have a bigger spread of how much they've won their games. They've actually played better competition. They've been against more top 25 teams. And so, yeah, I feel good.
Which
feel
is
good about
crazy in the ACC.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it should be possible.
But like, I think Clemson only played North Carolina once. I think maybe they only played like Duke once as well.
Yeah,
or a couple times.
Cool.
So pretty similar so far. I think as we get deeper into the bracket, that'll be where the difference is. Let's go to the South. So this is where Houston's the number one seed. Houston beating Longwood. I have, you know, it's interesting. So Nebraska's playing Texas A&M. I have A&M winning that game. Nebraska's AD just left to go to Texas A&M. In the women's bracket, Nebraska's also playing A&M.
That is interesting.
So, Wisconsin, James Madison. I have to say who I'm picking. I have James Madison winning that game. I have Duke beating Vermont. Texas Tech beating NC State. Kentucky beating Oakland. Florida beating either Boise State or Colorado. I think the Colorado game would be intriguing, but still picking Florida there. And then Marquette beating Western Kentucky.
Okay, cool. I've got, this is my bracket with less upsets, I think. I've got Houston, A&M, which is not really an upset, Wisconsin, Duke. I have NC State winning, but then Kentucky, Florida, and Marquette.
Yeah. Let's start with Wisconsin, James Madison. So this is going to fly in everything I just said, but I think I like James Madison's pace. They're deep. They shoot well. It's one of the things where it's like, I think it could be an upset if they get hot. And just, you got, something's got to happen. You know what I mean? So I think that could be a game. Wisconsin had that weird stretch in, I think, like February, where they lost like three or four weird ones in a row. And I just like James Madison a lot. I guess that's the only upset I picked in this side of the bracket.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I honestly had, I had picked James Madison originally, but then I was just looking at it. It's like, oh, I got way too many 12 seeds winning. And yeah, so I gotta get a 5 seed.
Part of it is like odds, like not all of them are going to win.
Yeah.
So, okay. Very similar there. You picked Texas Tech as well, you said?
Or NC State? No, I picked NC State.
Okay. Honestly, that one is like, I just, that game, the ACC championship made me sick. Yeah. So.
Well, that was why I picked up. I mean, you beat a really good North Carolina team who was so good to lose their conference tournament and still have a number one seed. You know, but beating a lot of good teams, a lot of good Big 12 teams. Or, oh, no, I'm looking at Texas Tech, actually, who they've won. But, yeah, beating Clemson, beating Duke, North Carolina, obviously. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I just really like Texas Tech. I think they're a deep team, and I actually have them going pretty far, which we'll talk about. As I do think Texas Tech's a good team. So it's not just me being a hater. I think Texas Tech's a good team and can make a little bit of a run here.
Yeah. No, they're a good team, and they've had a lot of really good runs in the past. And so, yeah, this one is, I think, probably the best 6-11 matchup in the whole tournament.
Perfect. Let's go. There's a bracket. Yeah, unsure about. Let's go to the last one, Midwest. So we got Purdue hypothetically beating either, I think, Montana State or Grambling are those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever 16 is. Utah State, TCU. I have TCU beating Utah State. McNeese beating Gonzaga. Samford beating Kansas. Another a lot of upsets here. Oregon beating South Carolina. Creighton beating Akron. I have Virginia beating Texas. If Colorado State wins, might flip that. But I have Virginia going through beating Texas and Tennessee beating St. Peter's. Glad to see St. Peter's back in the tournament.
Yeah.
So one of the teams from the first four, I think every tournament has won a first round game. I think Virginia, Tony Bennett, won a national championship. Virginia just really mucks it up. Slow pace. Pack line defense. Texas has been another, don't love the form they've been in. I don't love Virginia either, but I like Tony Bennett. I like the way they play. I tend to lean those slower, experienced teams. So that's where the Virginia game came in. But I have a 10, 11, 12, and 13 winning in this bracket.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, the Virginia, because Colorado State, I mean, you might look at that. I think they're a good team. They were undefeated for a really, really long time at the beginning of the season, like BYU was. So I've actually got Virginia or Colorado State, whoever wins beating Texas. I have. But yeah, I picked McNeese as well. I have Utah State beating TCU, just because it's a coin tip toss, and also because yeah, they're theoretically going to lose to Purdue in the next round anyway. So Purdue obviously lost in the first round last year. And the only other time we've seen that was Virginia. They came back, won the whole thing the next year. I don't think Purdue's going to do that, but I think that they're going to not lose in the first two rounds.
Yeah. Excuse me. I apologize. With the TCU thing, and Jamie Dixon, he's been coaching, I think, like, it feels like our entire lives between Pitt and TCU. Utah State, first-year head coach. From my understanding, first-year Utah State, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the experience there. McNeese is really good. Love them. I think, and Gonzaga is not a Gonzaga team. Kansas, Hunter Dickinson's hurt. Their other guys hurt. I'm blanking on his name, so I apologize. I think they're just too injured and too beat up. Oregon, South Carolina could be interesting. South Carolina's been a really good team. Dana Altman. A lot of this is just like, who's the better coach? And I know Dana Altman is experienced, been here, been to Final Four. So I like Oregon there. One thing, I picked Creighton, and I have Creighton going very far, but Akron could beat Creighton. That'd be one where, like, I'm not picking it, but it's like, I'm not going to be, like, shocked if Akron That's the biggest upset where I, like, you know, I could see that happening.
Yeah, interesting. It is, yeah, because it's been, you know, when we were kids, I feel like the 5-12 was kind of the interesting upset that people looked for. I feel like it's recent, in recent years, it's become the 4-13 and even 3-14 is not shocking. You know, you almost expect that to happen at least once a year.
Yeah. Well, the last 3 years, either one or two seed has lost, too.
Yeah.
So, cool. So, pretty similar so far. I think we'll switch it up here. So, we'll go back to the East bracket. So, this is the second round of the East. So, I got UConn beating Florida Atlantic, Auburn beating San Diego State, Illinois beating BYU, and then Drake beating Iowa State. Two seed not making it to the Sweet 16. Usually there's a two seed, one or two seed that doesn't make it.
Yeah, some two seed is not going to get it. And I've got Iowa State as well. You know, and they're a good team. They were down by a lot, like 15-16 to BYU, came back. I think Drake's kind of one of the hot picks this year.
They're the best team in Iowa. Hypothetically.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. That'll be. I do love when these state schools play against each other in the tournament.
That's another thing. Like, Kansas lost to Wichita State a few years ago. Like, Drake's going to be fired up for that game, for sure.
So that'll be fun. I've got BYU beating Illinois just because, you know, what's a fan, the point of being a BYU fan if you're not going to pick them to go to the Sweet 16, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I have UAB in the Sweet 16 just because I have them playing Yale, so it's got to be one of those teams.
Okay.
So, yeah, I always end up having like a 12 and a 13 playing each other. It's like, oh, I don't want either of these teams to go to the Sweet 16. And so.
Well, that's how I am with Samford and McNeese down there, so I get that.
Yeah.
And then you have UConn, I'm assuming.
Yes, yeah, UConn.
Cool. So, West bracket. So, North Carolina beating Michigan State. I have St. Mary's beating Charleston. New Mexico beating Baylor, and then Arizona beating Nevada. So I got New Mexico in the Sweet 16, which is kind of, I think, my biggest shot. I guess Drake, but I think I really like Baylor. Again, Drew, defending national champion. Or not defending, but like he's won a national championship. I just think New Mexico could pull an upset there. I think they're kind of hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've got that 11 seed. That's a real nice spot for a low seed to make a run just because of where the seedings fall. And so I do have Baylor. I respect the New Mexico pick, but I just think Baylor, with the experience, the coach knowing what to do, especially in those second round games, I feel like having an experienced coach who can get you prepared really quickly is really, really important.
That 2-day turnaround.
Yeah.
So if we go to the South bracket, I got Houston beating A&M. James Madison beating Duke. So I really like Jeremy Roach, the Duke point guard. So I obviously think they can. At one point, I had Duke in the Final Four, but I'm going to pick Duke. I have Duke. So I have Duke beating James Madison. Texas Tech beating Kentucky. And then Marquette beating Florida. I really want to pick Florida. I really like Florida, but Marquette is just really good. Chaka Smart's an experienced coach. Marquette's good in basically every aspect, so.
Yeah, I like Marquette a lot. I've got Marquette in the Final Four. Maybe we're jumping ahead. I just think they're a very, very, very good team.
I do too, yeah.
So I have Duke beating Wisconsin, like you. So whoever wins that Wisconsin-James Madison game, I think we both think is going to lose to Duke. And then NC State is my 11 seed. So we both have Wolves in some form of another as 11 seeds going to the Sweet 16.
Okay, I like it. Okay. So, sweet. So then we go to the Midwest. So I have Purdue beating TCU, McNeese beating Samford, Creighton beating Oregon, and then Virginia beating Tennessee.
Okay. I've got, so that's a big one. This might be one of the first years you have more up seeds or low seeds going far than me.
Well, the first time I did it, I was like, I just have all the higher seeds winning. So I got to go through, like, where are some realistic upsets here?
Yeah. So, yeah, I have Kansas beating McNeese. I have Purdue beating Utah State, but, you know, whoever that is. And then I've got Creighton like you, but I have Tennessee. I think that the Virginia-Colorado State thing is going to come to an end with TCU, who is the highest two seed, so I don't totally understand why they're in this region, but I guess location. So, yeah. I don't know. Anywho, yeah, so that's I've got Tennessee.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. So let's go to the Sweet 16. So we'll go back to the East bracket. So I got UConn. I really want to pick Auburn. I might switch it. Right now I have UConn beating Auburn.
Interesting.
But that's a spot. Everyone's picking UConn, and that was my first pick, was like just UConn all the way through. But it's hard to repeat. It's hard to be the number one seed and go through. And when everyone's picking you, that usually means it's not going to happen.
I know what you're saying, but they're UConn.
They're very good. I know.
It's like we win the whole thing or we don't make the tournament at all, and they've made the tournament as the number one overall seed.
Yeah,
I don't know. And so I feel like that's a big deal.
I have them. I might flip it. I'm going to have UConn beating Auburn. I might switch that, though.
Okay.
And then I have Illinois beating Drake.
Nice.
In that bracket.
Okay. Well, I've got UConn beating UAB, so that's not as hard of a decision for me to make.
Yeah.
And then I've got BYU beating Drake because I've still got BYU in it. So
BYU's cruising.
So, yeah, they're going to do the best they have done since Danny Ainge, better than when they did with Jimmer, and they're going to get to the Elite Eight.
Not unrealistic at all.
Hey, you know, that 6-11 seed, like if I couldn't be a top 4 seed, I would want to be a 6 or 11.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You know, and so.
If we go to the West, so I got North Carolina beating St. Mary's. I got New Mexico beating Arizona. I really want to see Arizona, North Carolina. I think Arizona can win the national championship, but I could also see New Mexico going on. Their team, I think, could go on a run. So I got New Mexico beating Arizona going to the Elite Eight.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I've got – I didn't have New Mexico that far. I've got Arizona beating Baylor. You know, Caleb Love knows how to win. And then you got to set up the Caleb Love game with North Carolina.
I would love that. I'd be so dialed in on that.
That'd be very, very fun.
Okay. So we go to the South. I had Houston beating Duke. I actually just flipped it to Duke beating Houston.
Duke, who you just recently did not have in the Elite Eight.
Yeah. I honestly might have him in the Final Four. I told you I'm going through this bracket. It's so tough. Houston, that game against Iowa is really, really killing me.
Yeah.
Iowa State, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Houston is so good defensively, so athletic, so electric. And team has never gotten blasted that bad and done well, you know?
I know what you mean, yeah.
So, I have Duke beating Houston, and then Marquette beating Texas Tech.
Okay. I've got Marquette, too. I just think Houston, you know, I think that with basketball, I don't mind one bad loss as much as you do with football. I think one bad loss in football is really significant, but I feel like in basketball, I'm more willing to take with a grain of salt, especially with everything else that I've seen with Houston.
It's more the recency of it.
Yeah.
If it was just like a random night in Ames, Iowa, then that's different. But like conference championship game, you should be fired up and you just get destroyed.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not great.
Yeah. And then in the Midwest bracket, so I got Purdue beating McNeese, Creighton beating Virginia. So a Purdue-Creighton matchup in the Elite Eight.
Okay. Okay, so this is where we're very different. I've got Kansas, who just beat McNeese, beating Purdue, and then I have Tennessee beating Creighton. So I'm putting my trust in the Big 12. Really, just with Kansas and BYU, I've got a lot of the other seeds losing earlier. But.
So do the injury concerns for Kansas not bother you? You think those get past that, or?
Yeah. I mean, it's not ideal. It's more about not being super excited about Purdue than liking Kansas, you know, because like Purdue, very, very good, going to win a lot of games, going to be very solid. I just don't know that Purdue has the guy who's going to go and win it for you. And I feel like Kansas, you know, the injuries is a problem that makes it a lot harder, but it's almost like Bill Self can be that guy.
I do trust Bill Self more than Matt Painter in the tournament.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And so that's kind of where I'm at.
Right. No, that makes sense. Yeah, it's tough when your best guy is 7-1. You kind of want him to be like a ball handler, like someone just go get a bucket.
Yes.
It's tough to like need a bucket and be like, let's run a set for Zach Edey.
Yes. Yeah, it really like the only centers that you can do that with, even in the NBA, it's like Joel Embiid and Jokic, but Jokic is still going to pass it half the
Jokic's
time.
Jokic's like a point center, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. So I could see that. It'd be fun to make these one. Okay, let's just do the Elite Eight. We'll just do all four of those games. So I have Illinois beating UConn. I might have UConn losing the next round anyway. So I might put Auburn in the Final Four. But as of right now, I have Illinois beating UConn, going to the Final Four. Got North Carolina beating New Mexico. Marquette beating Duke. And then Creighton beating I have Creighton beating Purdue. So at one point, I had North Carolina, Houston, Connecticut, and probably Creighton in the Final Four. I was like, that's too many one seeds.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the reiteration. There's only one making it at this point. North Carolina, Illinois, Marquette, and Creighton are my Final Four.
Okay. Interesting.
But I think Houston, Auburn, Connecticut could all get in, but that's who I'm going with right now.
Yeah. No, there was a big part of me that just wanted to go for it with BYU. I think UConn's that good. But for BYU, best run since Danny Ainge. I'm very happy with them Elite Eight. So I've got them losing. I've got North Carolina winning the Caleb Love Bowl. And then I've got Tennessee beating Kansas out of the Midwest region.
Yeah, we've got not even close together.
Yeah. I do have Marquette too. So we've got Marquette.
Is that the only, North? So we have North Carolina, Marquette. They're the same.
And then yeah, because you had Illinois beating UConn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's So yeah, that Illinois and either BYU or Duchesne, Duquesne, whatever it is, that's going to be a big game as far as me and you.
Yeah. Awesome. And then national champs. So I have North Carolina beating Illinois, Creighton beating Marquette, which is a little bit of an upset, but Creighton's beaten them before. And then I got North Carolina beating Creighton in the national championship game.
Okay. So
I think RJ Davis, I think, is the best guard in the country. Baycott's a very good team. The problem with 2 years ago when they went to the national championship with depth, they can go like 7 or 8 deep now. Mm-hmm. You really want to go 6, but like they can go 7 or 8.
Right. Yeah.
So, and I think they're going to be pissed off after that pathetic game against North Carolina State.
Yeah. I just mean so much experience for North Carolina, you know, knock Coach K out in the Final Four, losing the national championship, but like, how, I don't even know how you get up for that national championship game from a couple years ago.
Well, they were up 15 and blew it. But, yeah, it's kind of tough. Like, that – yeah, nothing beats that Duke
final yeah. four game. And so, yeah, I definitely get it. A little bit of a letdown last year.
There's some weird stuff going on with, like, Caleb Love and RJ Davis.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, allegedly.
Yeah. And so, anyway, yeah, I'm into North Carolina winning, and then I've got Marquette beating Tennessee.
Okay, so you got North Carolina beating Marquette. I have North Carolina beating Creighton.
Yeah.
In the Final Four. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, a couple games I'm still unsure on. I might just pick the underdogs. Like, I might just pick Auburn just because I'm unsure. Like, Duke beating Houston. Like, I just might as well pick them just for fun.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
So, a lot of interesting games. We started the same and ended the same. The middle was more of a journey.
Yeah, and that's kind of... I think that's the funnest part of the bracket is, like, you know, everybody's going to get a few in the first round right. Everybody's going to get a few in the first round wrong. And then if you win your national championship, it's almost going to win. I feel like the middle is where you need the most skill.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see how that goes.
No, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a fun tournament. My favorite first game to watch, I think, I don't know. That New Mexico-Clemson game is going to be good.
That one's good. I'm looking forward to Texas Tech-NC State.
That'll be good. McNeese-Gonzaga will be good.
Yeah.
Duke-Vermont could be good. Wisconsin-James Madison. A lot of good games.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no. So should be a good year. And then we do want to do the women's tournament as well. I think it sounds like we're maybe going to wait, see if we can get our buddy Kyle Kapir on.
I have my bracket filled out if you want to go through that.
Yeah, and we could
Kyle's not going to make it by the tournament start.
Yeah, so we could revisit that.
Do you want to at least do our Final Four for that?
Yeah, we can do that real quick.
So I didn't plan this out. It's just how it happened. But it's all Pac-12 Final Four.
All Pac-12?
Yeah, so I have Oregon State, Stanford, UCLA, and USC. That was not my intention at all.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark and Iowa losing in the Sweet 16 to Kansas State. They've already beaten Iowa. They can lock them down defensively. Her down offensively, excuse me. I think Iowa's going to be everyone's national championship pick.
I think a lot of people are. You know, UConn, or not UConn, excuse me, South Carolina undefeated. That's who I've picked to win.
That was who I picked at first. But I was like, I can't pick the number one seed in the men and the women's bracket, and then I ended up with neither of them.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, I really think South Carolina is just very, very, very good. I've got Iowa going a little bit further than you. I have them losing to UCLA in the Elite Eight.
Okay.
And so the other teams I've got Stanford, Pac-12 team. And then I've got UConn, who, you know, obviously not as talented as they have been in the past. They've got Paige Buckners, who I don't believe has graduated yet. And so, yeah, I've got them in the final against South Carolina. I think, you know, Dawn Staley, Gino Auriemma would be really fun. So that's a matchup I would like to see.
See, I had UConn losing in the second round to either Auburn or Arizona just for fun.
Yeah. Auburn, okay, so you think that that team is going to beat Syracuse even?
Yes. Yep, let me go back and check it.
Yeah. Now, you know that you can look at the women's bracket on your computer too, right?
Yeah, but I just already had it on my phone.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. So I think either Auburn or Arizona. Yeah, like, I don't know if it's the same in the women's, but, like, on the men, like, one of those first four teams goes through. So go with either War Eagle or Wildcat. Those are two teams where their phrase has nothing to do with their mascot.
Right.
Like, War Eagle, you're a tiger.
Yeah, do you think they were eagles at one point?
I looked up what the explanation was. And I don't remember, but it's
not interesting enough to stay in your brain.
And then with Arizona, apparently, like a coach, like a baseball coach, like in the 20s, was like on his deathbed, and he's like, "Tell those boys to bear down." So that's why they say bear down.
But okay, I respect that.
But that's probably like a street legend.
Yeah. Right. Do you remember the episode of Community where they're planning, they have to plan a dance? It's after Donald Glover left, so it got a little bit weird. And so Chang wanted the theme to be Bear Down for midterms, and they, much like Arizona, did not have any idea what he was talking about.
And honestly, it's not like the most like common phrase. Like if you said, like, just out of context, like, "Hey, let's bear down," I was like, what does that mean? Like,
yeah, no, I get us, like, hey, we're gonna I feel like it makes more sense for like basketball than for baseball,
yeah,
to bear down.
In football, they have, it's kind of cool, it's like on the middle of between the hashes from like the 30 to 30 is like a big like bear down in like different colored turf, so you like, it's like a watermark almost. It looks pretty cool.
Okay, interesting.
It actually is a fun, the football stadium is pretty fun, U of A.
Yeah, no, yeah, I can imagine. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I went to the BYU game, and I think Washington State, like their homecoming game, then BYU I obviously went to because go Cougars.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have Stanford beating UCLA, Cam Brink taking it home.
Okay.
If Caitlin Clark wasn't Caitlin Clark, I think more people would know who Cam Brink is.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Awesome. Nice. Okay. Well, those are our brackets. Again, MJ Double Take. You can join our group. Winner gets to come on. I might tweak it a little bit, but I feel basically good about it. Are you ready for the top five? Any follow-ups before we get into that?
No, I think I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Okay. So top five. I think this will be kind of easy. The basketball schools with the most men's basketball national championships.
Men's basketball national championships.
Now, there's six teams. You only need to get five. There's six that are tied.
Okay. Well, it's got to be UCLA.
Yeah, that's number one with 11.
North Carolina is on there.
They're three with six.
I feel like Duke has less than that, but I still think that Duke is in the top five.
They're third with, or the fourth with five. Four, five, and six are all tied with five.
Okay.
So Duke's that next team. North Carolina has more than Duke.
Duke is one of those.
Yeah. Duke didn't win any till Coach K.
Yes. Yeah. That's, which just shows, you know, how remarkable it is for one coach to get that many.
Winning six crazy. Is unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, John Wooden won twice that, basically. But
right. Kentucky has to be here.
Kentucky's 2 with 4. Okay. Well, that was easy. So you got 3 more guesses. You need to get 2 teams. Well, 1 team. Because you got 4 of them.
Yeah. Let's go for 2. We'll see how it is. Yeah. So UCLA, Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, Kansas.
Kansas is actually at 4. They've only won 4.
Only won 4. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So they're the next team short.
Okay. So Villanova, I don't think... And the team I'm guessing has 5.
Yeah, the team you're guessing has 5.
I want to say Villanova has 3 or 4, and so I'm not going to guess Villanova.
You're right, they have 3.
Yeah. So let's see, who else? Louisville, I don't think, has won that many. Syracuse, I don't think, has won that many. Michigan State is tempting, actually. I feel like Michigan State's won 4. Can I guess Michigan State as like I'm eliminating them?
Yeah, they've won 2, so not 4, but you're right. They're not one of the...
Yeah. Oh, shoot, this is... I was pretty sure it was Kansas. I feel like there's some obvious... Is there some obvious blue blood that I'm missing?
Yes and no to the obvious one.
Okay.
Like, but how much of a hint do you
like,
want?
Would you call them a blue blood?
Me, yes.
Okay.
They're the most debated blue blood.
The most debated blue blood.
I would say 100%.
Okay, so that makes me think recent, but it's not Villanova. Are they a blue team? Like are
the,
they
the specific team that I mentioned is not blue, but rather there's 2 teams you're guessing.
Oh yeah, okay, but there is a blue team that I could guess.
Yeah, there is a team where blue is the primary color.
Okay. Is the other one red?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Cal, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Cincinnati.
Once you get it, you'll be like...
I know. It's not Utah. NC State has won 2, I think. No, they might have just won 1.
They won 2.
Oh, they did win 2. Okay. Oh! Is the blue team Florida?
No, they only won. Those 2 are the only 2.
Oh, those are the only 2. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I kind of thought they had more.
What a run. How cool was it? Like, the whole starting line was like, let's come back. And they did it again.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, no, that was fun.
It was like the same Final Four, like 2 years in a row, I think. It was cool.
Okay. Is the blue team? Are one of them an ACC team?
No.
No ACC. Houston hasn't won that many.
I think Houston only has the 1.
Yeah. Stanford hasn't won that many. Michigan and Ohio State, I do not think have won that many in basketball. Is there a Big Ten school in there?
Yes.
There is a Big Ten school. Okay. Indiana.
Yep.
Yeah, Indiana.
Bobby Knight.
Yeah, just have it. I will say, yeah, I understand why they're losing their blue blood status, though.
Yeah, that's the one that I think they're blue blood, but... Do you want the 6 teams or do you want to try to guess that?
Tell me what conference they're in.
Big East.
Big East. Oh, yeah, UConn.
Yeah.
Yeah, UConn. Okay. Yeah.
The defending champs.
Yes, of course. Yeah, obviously UConn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that was easy. So I have us at 8-6. Me, 8, you, 6, which is pretty close.
That is close. Yeah.
Makes me think I maybe missed a couple because I feel like most of the time they're too hard.
I feel like they were hard, and then you started giving me easier ones.
Okay. It is kind of hard to judge how hard it's going to be.
Yes, yeah, cool. For sure.
Other schools with multiple ones that you didn't mention, Cincinnati, I mean, you technically mentioned. A lot of, like, so Cincinnati won in 61-62.
I would never have guessed that Cincinnati had any basketball national championships.
Oklahoma State won in 45-46. San Francisco won in 55-56. That was probably when Wilt was there.
Yeah.
I would assume. You would have to think so.
I don't
know if that matches up with the timeline, but... No, Wilt can't be that old. 55?
Was Bill Russell at San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, Bill Russell was at San Francisco. Where did Wilt go? Kansas.
Yeah, that sounds
right. That would make more sense with the timeline.
Yes, okay. It would.
Yeah, but like three of those schools just won them 2 years in a row and then just never did anything again. Florida, Cincinnati, most of the schools with two just won them right back to back.
Just got really good players right at the same time.
Yeah, and then, which makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, Wilt did go to Kansas, but he was there 56-58, so about the same time.
Wait, yeah. Wait, what's that old? So Bill Russell must have gone to San Francisco.
Yes, I'm looking that up right now, but I'm pretty sure he did. How many has Gonzaga won two?
The Gonzaga, I don't think, has won any.
No, didn't they win a couple years ago?
They lost in the title game.
Okay. Yeah, Bill Russell was San Francisco 53-56.
Yeah, so those last 2 years. That makes sense if Bill Russell's on your team.
Yeah, you would hope so, that they could win.
Yeah. Kansas won in 52, so maybe Wilt was there for that one.
Yeah.
And then 88 with Danny Manning, 2008 with Mario Chalmers in that shot. That was a great title game against Memphis.
I really thought Gonzaga had won, but you are right. They never have.
No, because it's one of my favorite things is that they haven't won.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Nope. Okay. Well, it's one of the best times of the year. What were you saying?
I think nothing. Just, but yeah, I agree. This is, yeah, for, but I think, you know, this weekend, the first weekend of March Madness, I think that you can put that against any weekend in all of sports. I think it's World Cup, you know, if you can get a good Olympic day, you usually don't get two or three or four good Olympic days in a row, quite like with March Madness.
The volume is unbeatable.
Yes.
16 games. I like the first couple days of the NBA playoffs quite a bit, but this is just, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great. I do wish they would go back to like the unique courts instead of having the same courts for everybody.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm with you.
Yeah. Awesome. But exciting stuff. I'm sure both of us will be very wrong on a lot of our, well, we picked such different stuff. One of us will do better.
Yeah, I feel better about mine than I have in a long time, which means nothing.
I'm usually very confident and I usually don't do that great. So maybe my unsurety.
That could be the right thing. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just have Posey, my cat, like decide between some of those toss-up games somehow.
I think Posey's great. We could not get her to do that.
Well, what if
140
I, like,
times or whatever.
If I said, like, the higher seed was my left hand and my lower seed was right hand, and I had a treat?
Maybe. Cats are the least responsive animal. Like, I feel like you can get a goat to do what you want easier than a cat.
But she'll eat a treat out of my hand?
Yeah, I guess so. We'll give it a go. We'll let you know how she does.
Yeah, she is tough. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll talk to y'all next week.